right now. Taking a look at sports, we'll get this one out of the way right away. Aaron Judge was seen in San Francisco yesterday. A reporter went up to him and said, "What are you doing here?" He said, "Visiting friends and family and blah, 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 blah." They asked him if he was going to speak with the Giants, and he said, "Yeah, he's going to be talking with the Giants. He's going to speak with at least four clubs, I would think." I would think so. And hopefully the Yankees will offer him everything to keep him. Yesterday, the Comeback Player of the Year Awards went to Justin Verlander and Albert Pujols. That's not too shabby of that. All right. Anything else? No. That's about it in baseball. Like I said, the Player of the Year, Verlander and Pujols, are two impeccable choices. All right. Taking a look at the NBA and scores from yesterday, the Nets fell to the 76ers, 115-106. That's the only game that was played locally yesterday. Today, the Celtics take on the Mavericks. The Nets take on the Raptors. Tomorrow, locally, the Nets take on the Pacers. The Knicks take on the Trailblazers. The Celtics take on the Kings. All right. Moving on to the National Hockey League. The Rangers beat the Kings 5-3 yesterday. See if any other local teams played yesterday in the National Hockey League. Don't see it. So today, what do we have in the National Hockey League with local teams? The Devils take on the Toronto Maple Leafs. The Bruins take on the Panthers. The Islanders take on the Oilers. And the Rangers take on the Ducks. All right. Okay. And occasional odd stories and odd sports from the world of sports. The National Hockey League is showcasing transgender and a non-binary hockey tournament. And, of course, the Twitter universe erupts with astonishment and hatred. what else? The World Cup is underway, of course. Cleveland Browns field was torn up by a guy in a golf cart who allegedly broke into the stadium. Police are investigating how the guy can get the break-in and then ride around in a golf cart, ripping up the turf with the golf cart. In football, the Arizona Cardinals fired assistant coach Sean Coogler after some sort of incident in Mexico City. They're not really saying what that incident was. In college football, the rankings, basically the top four, remain the same. Tennessee's loss, though, did shake up the field. All right. But the four top teams are the same. All right. It starts off with Georgia, Ohio State, Michigan, and TCU keeping their spots. Tennessee is ranked number 5. Pardon me. Tennessee dropped down to number 10 in the rankings. LSU is number 5 in the rankings. Notre Dame is number 15. But number 11, Penn State. Number 12, Kansas State. Number 13, Washington. 14, Utah. And 15, Notre Dame. So that is the college football rankings. And that happens to be our check on sports this morning.